and all the people are younger people. And both your father and mother together are called your
parents.
And what about your grandmother's husband?
Granddaddy.
Any more affectionate terms that children might use?
Grandpa. It's always been granddaddy to me.
I was the youngest of five in terms of family.
Kids.
Yes. Okay. Any other names people use?
I was the youngest of five children.
Okay. You ever heard of Chaps?
Yes. English. I must think of all them English people.
Yeah.
Very good, my chap.
Okay. What about a name a child is known by just in the family? His own special name that just the family calls him?
Nickname? Something like that?
Okay. What about the way specially names it's called by older people? What older people, do they use nicknames too, or?
They usually call you a full name. The whole bit.
The whole thing. Joy and all of them come right here.
No, George and me.
All right. What would be something on wheels so you can put a baby in and it'll lie down in there?
Bassinet.
This is something on wheels? That's
a carriage.
Okay.
Thank you.
You put the baby in the carriage and go out and plank it.
Push it. Roll it.
Okay. Or if you were going to go out with the baby, you would say, I am going to plank the baby.
Walk the baby.
Okay. How many kids did you say you had in your family?
Just me and Teresa.
Okay. Say if you had more, like a boy of 20 or something, how would you say your children range in age? Say Sally is 5 years old and all the others are like 16 and up. You'd say Sally is the
youngest.
Okay. Or a brother of, or a boy of 20 in comparison with brothers of 14 and 16 is the
eldest.
Okay. Besides oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being grown up or how mature or whatever they might be. You might say, he's the, far as emotional.
Materialist?
Okay. Your children are your sons and?
Daughters.
In fact, she's still a little.
Child.
Female. She's a little.
Angel.
Your children are boys and?
Girls.
Okay.
Still a little girl. Okay.
There we go.